Indeed, WHO has produced mortality attributable to tobacco estimates for both high-income and low- and middle-income countries. The major finding that we find from this report is that there are 5.1 or over 5 million deaths attributed every year to the direct use of tobacco. 5 million deaths per year is equivalent to one death every 6 seconds around the world, and that number is totally unacceptable.
And what regions are worst affected?
The regions that are worst affected can be thought of in two ways. One is the number of people who die from tobacco. Obviously, the countries with the highest numbers of people, namely India, China, will obviously have the greatest number of people who die from tobacco. The other important point, though, however, is to look at it from the point of view of which regions have been exposed to tobacco for a longer period of time. And of course, the Americas and the European regions have used tobacco for much, much longer than many of the other regions and have the highest rate of deaths attributable to tobacco. Almost one in four deaths in the European region are due to tobacco, and almost one in five are due to tobacco in the Americas.
What about in the developing countries? How bad is the situation?
The developing countries, at face value, it looks as if they are doing better than the two regions of the Americas and the European region. However, one thing which is of very, very grave concern to WHO is that the level of smoking and the intensity of smoking in many of those developing countries is less because they have only just started, relatively speaking, on this epidemic. And therefore, where WHO is very, very concerned is that we are looking at substantial deaths in the low and middle income countries over the years to come. Just to give you an example, over the whole of the 20th century, we lost overall about 100 million people from tobacco. If nothing is done this century, we will lose 1 billion people from tobacco. And that really is a number that is not acceptable.
Now, what are some of the complications associated with tobacco consumption that would lead to death?
Tobacco is a poison. Tobacco contains over 4,000 different poisons, as bad as arsenic, lead, cadmium, all of which are known to be very dangerous for health. And of those, there are over 40 of those compounds that are known to be carcinogenic. Therefore, almost immediately from the time that people start smoking, it does harm. You know, every single cigarette does harm to the human body. And of course, unfortunately, some of those people think that the damage happens over a very long period of time. But we know that the damage can be very immediate. For women who smoke during pregnancy, we know that their babies are often born on the average between 200 and 300 grams lighter. And this has enormous implications for these babies as they grow older. In adulthood, as people smoke, they are immediately confronted to high rates of heart disease and heart attacks. Tuberculosis, in many cases, is in a latent form in people, and the act of smoking turns this tuberculosis into an active form. And that kills about 7% of people, I think, globally. Ischemic heart disease, also about 10% of ischemic heart disease are caused by tobacco. And lung cancer, for example, which is the biggest one, as much as 71% of all lung cancer deaths in the world today are due to tobacco. So we're talking of very, very large numbers of people who are affected. And in a sense, our mortality report is just the tip of the iceberg, because for every person who dies from a disease, there are, of course, many, many more people who are sick and who are disabled from the use of tobacco.